ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। इट्स अ वेरी वेरी पावरफुल थीम फॉर दिस इवनिंग सेशन एंड इट इज हाउ टू हैव कॉन्स्टेंट relationship with Baba. We want constant remembrance, constant awareness, because Baba said, I don't like the word sometimes. And also we don't like it, right? Because everything should be consistent, everything should be natural. So once in a while we just review some of the aspects of relationship and then how can we integrate remembrance, awareness while doing actions. One is when we sit in yoga with Baba and to experience relationship, and other is 24 hours experiencing that connection, relationship or remembrance of Baba. Because first we get connected to Baba, then we develop relationship with Baba, and based on our relationships then there is remembrance of Baba. With someone when you have very good relationship of lot of trust, lot of support, lot of love, then remembrance is very natural. So how I see it and I implement is that there are actually 8 aspects to understand about God. I will take only 4 this afternoon. And one is certain relationship with Baba are of more love and support. Like relationship of children and father, relationship of students, Baba as teacher, relationship with Sadguru. I mean, of course, even in relationship with teacher and student, it is more, you know, it's not just love and support, but basically these are the relationship like friend, guide, boss, any other relationship you can think of. Those are the relationships we are so used to in our life. You go to different people for different kind of direction or support or experiences. So relationship experience and attainment in these relationships. I think that in our daily routine, relationship of father and child is more natural, is very often and is remembered most. I'm child of God. Godly childhood. In many different ways this relationship comes up. Child and father. And also because we listen to Murli and during day we apply knowledge, we review, we read notes. In different forms we study. Because we study, so relationship with teacher also is there. And third is because we have to follow Srimad. And as we have to follow Srimad, we always think of Baba as Sadguru, as supreme guide, one who gives us directions. Friend, companion, guide, these are all different relationships which we experience. But there are 3 other types of relationship which we can, I don't know how much you relate to, but for me, one relationship with God is about when I have to experience the qualities or the virtues. So one is to say that father and child, another is to say, Baba, you are ocean of love. Baba, you are ocean of peace. Like his virtues, his qualities, God's qualities. And every time you take one quality, and that relationship only as a quality, when Baba is ocean of love, so when I find I really want not only to experience love for myself, but I have to be very loving. And I have to see that all the time God's love emerges through my image, through my attitude. Then I have to think of Baba as ocean of love. And really if you make the list of how many qualities Baba have, so need, my need during day, also helps me to integrate in the sense of taking from Baba and to integrate. Receiving love from Baba, then integrate that into actions. So second relationship, as I said, is relationship of all the virtues from Baba. And especially when Baba says, children, you have to be like me. So how I have to be like Baba? Of course we are incorporeal as Baba is, but we have to be, we have all virtues, qualities of God. So you can make it either as a, what comes as the need. Look at Baba go into silence. I'm not saying taking drishti, but during day, all the time, just look at Baba. I need to have patience. Look at Baba, forgiveness. Look at Baba, merciful. So looking at Baba, not only as father, but his qualities. And you start experiencing very much in a quality way that my relationship is with ocean of love. So if I am child of ocean of love, then what should be my main quality? And it's very, you know, recently Baba said, make everything entertaining, make everything as variety. Not only that, but the pull in relationship comes when there is fulfillment. Some kind of fulfillment, some kind of attainment. So then there is natural pull of that relationship. So for me, whole day, like, I just think of Baba in different virtues. And that is according to my need. And I find that I, as a soul, want to be image of this, I want as a soul image of that quality. Or any situation, circumstances, need more of that quality than what generally I have. So that's one way. Because we're thinking of consistent, no? And like breathing is consistent. So we have to integrate in such a way. They always think of thinking of God every breath, every moment. But how will that happen? That's only possible when I say, you feel like you are thirsty, so you think of water. But if you say, I should be keep thinking of water whole day, you know, it won't be possible to keep thinking of water. It's only when you are thirsty. So same is virtue, because soul requires it and soul wants to experience that. And third is my relationship with Baba as Almighty. That all the powers I need. And we need power so often, or rather consistently. Not only any power, but at the right time, right power. Yeah, like Baba says, when you have to, power to face, you have to face. So yeah, you think of Baba, one who is Almighty. So I have to take that power from Baba at that time. So one is our inculcations. No inculcation of there are some who have power to tolerate more and there are some they have different powers we all have. But to be consistent and to be, you know, appropriate power, so you think of Baba as almighty, so that power which comes, then that power is used in whichever power. You know, like there is power, you know, connection and power in this hall. So many things are operating. You have clock, you have camera, you have light, you have mic, and so many, you know, all are connected with that energy, with that power. Same way when you have this connection with Baba, just to say Almighty not only gives you courage and become brave, but also at that time what should be your image, which power you should be using. That's like third aspect. And fourth aspect is that there are certain divine acts of Baba. Right? Baba is the one who is purifier. Baba is the one who removes sorrow. Baba is the one who sets things right when they are spoiled. So like this, which is a virtue of God, but like an act. So if you sit with Baba in relationship as purifier, just as Baba you are purifier, you sit with that thought, you will find that some souls, you know, and all I think have once in a while not aware of impurities. And when we say we remember Baba and Baba purifies us, because purifier also means pure fire. So that means I am just getting into that, so that whatever traces are there, any traces of, you know, impurity, through that relationship, the rays comes from purifier, and you feel internally very cleansed. You feel that how things are melting in you, you know, dissolving. You know, so that experience of that relationship as purifier. Even to think Baba is the one who is knower of three aspects of time. Even I have knowledge, I am also Master Tirkaldarshi because of knowledge. But we have to, it's a lot of experience when you are able to figure out exactly how much you are influenced from the past at present and what kind of present will create what future. And so when you are deciding certain things, Baba says, think of three aspects of time. But as I said, it takes little while. But when I sit with Baba, think of Baba, create relationship with Tirkaldarshi Baba. You know, so when you're doing it at Tirkaldarshi Baba, then internally that energy, what you're receiving from Baba, increases your dimension and opens your capacity to be Tirkaldarshi. I remember a few times I just say, Baba, you are knowledgeful, but you are Tirkaldarshi. And I know that internally what I'm looking for, that if my intellect, my power to decide, power of decision, can also have impact of being Tirkaldarshi. And that experience which comes from there is very magical. Because one is, I am using my intellect. Even I might say some experience of being Tirkaldarshi, but actually it's Baba who is Tirkaldarshi. So that relationship, no? So it's not only father and child, but as child I have to be Master Tirkaldarshi. So if I have to be Master Tirkaldarshi, then I have to go to Baba in that relationship. Or Baba talks about that Baba is the one bestows third eye of knowledge. So even we all have knowledge, we talk about knowledge. But when Baba talks about that deep where intellect is totally awakened, in the sense of the third eye is open completely. So not just with the knowledge, but internally you will feel that the insight and clarity and the vision which is coming from the third eye, So you create that relationship with Baba. Baba, you are the one who bestow third eye. You are the one that when I take rays of light from you, where I experience this stage. Or even when it comes to going beyond, not only connecting with our home, but also, you know, going beyond. And beyond is our home, where Baba and we all souls stay. So that's where then you think of Baba as Trilokinath. So this way, the total introduction of Baba. As I said, there are 8 aspects. I'm talking 4 because today is more on relationship. But every aspect of God, every aspect of Baba, as clearly we understand, and as clearly we establish that relationship, you will start seeing every faculty, every virtue develops within the self. And I think that's what really Baba also wants when he says, oh children, you have to be like me. Like me means what? Means all what Baba has, right? So it's a lot of homework in the sense of, you know, you have to really properly say, not miss any virtue, not miss any power, not miss even, okay, remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness. That itself is a, you know, is such relationship that I have to go to Baba if there is any hurt, if there is to be healed completely, you know. But if I just sit with Baba, but if I say, Baba, you are the one who is remover of sorrow. And then when that Baba's pure energy activates, no? What happens when we remember Baba? His energy, he responds, no? Generally he is seed, but within the seed, what is there in the seed, it has to activate, no? In the sense of, I need that experience, I need the response. So when I remember, then from the pure energy of Baba, the response comes where soul internally deeply feel that yes, my wounds have been healed and my hurts have been taken care of. Or, you know, body consciousness, 5 vices and sinful actions, then all that into relationships and very complicated. Really, we got into a lot of big network. We got into so many 63 births. Just imagine what didn't happen and what we wouldn't have gone through. All that has become part of the soul. And as we move on journey, we start seeing all that. And for us, past is past, but there's a lot of past sitting which has formed sanskars, and those sanskars keep emerging. So when you think of Baba, or even just to single say, Baba, you are only my support and my strength. So you having this thought, so you creating this relationship with Baba as one strength, one support. So what is happening, that it's becoming like whenever you need support, we all need support, the first thought will come, Baba, you are my only support. Not like I have taken all the supports and then in the end I say, Baba, you are only support. No, in path of bhakti, that's what we did. We went everywhere, and then somebody is not wealthy, we did this, and when person is about to, there is no hope, about to leave body, then we immediately say, Baba, God, you are only support. So that's more like, you know, selfish, or we go to him. But actually, if it becomes a habit from very beginning, to start from Baba, Baba, you are my support, you are my strength. So this way, take all what Baba does at confluence age. Because Baba says, I do at confluence age. And then later on, you sing all these, so many bhajans, so many devotional songs, and so much worshipping. All that is happening of what we experience or what God gave to us. All that relationship, all the attainments are sung in devotional songs, or the praise in the path of bhakti. But at confluence age, I have to experience, you know. And so when we receive, and then he is called bestower. But that's at a, it's live at confluence age. Copper age is more, silver age is bhakti or devotion, and we saying all that. But now it's real, no? Baba is with us. So it's really not only great opportunity, but to create all these experiences. So if you do it this way, then now, anything which you want consistent, it has to be integrated. You know, because, as I said, breath doesn't stop even for a moment, right? So that's when Patha Bhakti say, each breath I should be in God's remembrance. Each breath I should be. Why they say each breath? Because it's consistent. So how do I keep that remembrance, keep that relationship, even with the thought that with every breath? Sometimes I think of Brahma Baba and that how he was able to be very naturally in remembrance of Baba, consistently. Even Baba says in Murli, I also forget. When I start eating, I say I'm eating with Baba, and in between, I forget Baba. Even he says that. But I notice that sparkle in his eyes, and the smile, and the sweetness, and that how he is connected, he is enjoying his relationship with God. So yoga, sitting in meditation, all that, it actually are different words used. But the main experience soul wants to have with God is relationship, right? Because in relationship there is a lot of joy. You know, relationship. And also as much I create that quality relationship. So relationship is consistent really. Only what we have to do is to create awareness. Create awareness. We are instruments. We are doing service. So many things happen, but if you keep reminding yourself, this is Baba's service I am doing. Right? It's Baba's service I am doing. So when you say it, it's like you have courage, whichever, like you just feel very, very good because I am doing for Baba, I am not doing for anyone. Even we say we are serving world, but because Baba is the one who told us. So instrument of God, one is just to say instrument, which everyone says in the world, I am instrument, I am instrument. But what we have to do is, I am instrument of God. So when you say instrument of God, that means how every moment, whatever I am doing, there has to be relationship in my awareness. Any relationship, as I said, whether child of ocean of love, whether it's being Tirkaldarshi, whether it's being merciful. Because every moment, every breath, I need a virtue, I need quality. You know? I need power. So when power is needed, virtue is needed, knowledge, understanding is needed. And all that really comes from relationships. So internally we have to see that I am not without any relationship. But it can't be just I am point of light, Baba is point of light, you know. But how do we, you know, whole day, according to the action, according to the need, according to not only my need, according to the needs, what I have to give to others. All that can really happen very nicely when you integrate with your every awareness, which becomes a kind of breath and action. So when awareness and action is integrated, as I said, it becomes very enjoyable too, because you are with Baba, you know, in some form or other. And Baba is bestower, so he must be giving something or other. And when you are experiencing that relationship, then it becomes very, very easy actually to be happy, be light, and as Baba says, be carefree. But when we are, our awareness of relationship is not there and I'm doing action. Now one of the reasons is because we have this habit that our intellect gets very involved in action. Very involved, you know. People say we need concentration. Concentration is all right. When I have relationship with Baba, it's not that I don't have concentration. Rather, your concentration will improve. So sometimes we think that when I am remembering Baba, I can't do anything. But it should be other way round, that it's in Baba's remembrance I am doing everything. Not that I cannot do. Like if I am working, so I have to concentrate, my intellect is with the work. So how can I remember Baba? But, you know, recently Baba had said that relationship and remembrance is not from intellect. You know, that presence inside, that presence, that feeling of presence. There are certain people, let's say they have achieved something, and there's a lot of intoxication of that achievement. And you will see they are doing things, but they're saying, oh, that was very good. That experience was... So somewhere in deep consciousness. So what Brahma Baba was able to do is to integrate. He did actions, but he wanted to do actions in remembrance of Baba. So I feel even if you have a lot of concentration, doesn't mean that that time you can't have relationship with Baba. But as much you integrate, as much you practice, or as much you do it, it start becoming very natural. But when you are doing it, maybe you need little attention. Right? But when you start doing it, it's there. If you will stop within a second, you will know, oh yeah. So you are creating more and more natural habit, or in other words, that presence. Because it shouldn't be, and it cannot be just few times a day, or I just now think of Baba, and it has to be, because our relationship with Baba is everlasting, right? Our relationship in some form or other stays in whole kalpa with us. Even in golden age, we say, Baba says, you don't remember me. But we remember Baba so much here that you become embodiment of that. Our divinity there, our relationships there, is godly, is divine. So when it's godly and divine, you are connected, isn't it? Maybe we will not be aware of that connection, that relationship. But because at confluence age, we are creating that and we are making effort and we want to have it in practical. So it requires efforts. But as I said, as much you do, and this needs introversion, little bit watching in and just see that, am I doing with Baba now? Am I with Baba? Am I with Almighty? Am I with, you know, it's like keep reminding yourself very often, as often you can. And every day you will see the difference. Every day. Because as much you practice, that much you becoming that, and it's becoming part of you. And because it is becoming part of you, that's becoming natural. So maybe lot in us, maybe 30%, 40, 80 depends, you know, like Dadiji always used to say, but he's always with me. He's always with me. Anytime we ask Dadi, how do you manage? He does with me. I do with him. And like you could feel that they are never separate. Because a time comes, you cannot manage without him. Whatever you are doing it really, because you say it's because of Baba. Not just as saying because of Baba, because you are receiving, you are feeling, he is giving you. His attention is on you. So you start feeling, it's Baba. But now we say more because it should be like that, right? Baba should be my... So it should be like that, so it's more intellect. But in reality, we have to make it more real. as I said, by integrating more and more and more. So I feel that if we pay attention and create this consistent relationship, different relationships, so there's always with Baba, always. You know. So when we say consistent, I think that, you know, as I said, one is connection with Baba. Right? Soul has gone. Connection is always there. In this hall there is always connection, but switch is not on all the time. That's the only difference. If connection was not there, you mean every day you will connect? Every day you will put wires together. Connection is there, you turn on switch. And that switch is awareness. Attention or awareness. So connection is there of the soul with God. Even we had forgotten, but from Baba's side, He had connection with us. If He didn't have connection, He wouldn't have been able to find us, no? He found His because He had connection. We lost connection. And second, then I say relationship. Love, honesty, truth, recognition. There should be good, my relationship with God should be such, like I always say, I say Hanji to Baba, so what will Baba say? What will Baba say? Naji. If you have said Hanji, He will always say Hanji to this relationship. We talk of relationship amongst ourselves, we say, we are so close that this one has to say and I do it and I depend and, no, we talk about relationship. Someone, a young couple recently start coming and he keeps saying to me, we never argue. We have never argued in our life because we have such good relationship. So we talk about qualities and relationship which are required. So same is with Baba. I am obedient child. Baba, I am server. Baba, I am instrument. Baba, I am at your, you know, some, it's like good qualities within that relationship also makes it very natural and consistent. And then comes third, which is called remembrance. Remembrance is so natural when there is a good relationship with anyone. But if you want to remember and there is not good relationship, that doesn't work. So connection with Baba, then relationship with Baba, and then third comes is remembrance of Baba. So actually the foundation of remembrance is relationship. Connection is there. It never happens that even from my side I am not connected, but Baba is connected with me. But that relationship, I think sometimes lack of obedience or lack of honesty, whatever reason, one doesn't really feel that presence. So that's relationship, and then it becomes remembrance. So we have these 3 days, we take it as silence, bhakti or whatever for, but aim really is to, for me the most rich experiences are when you pay attention to internally, whole day, check, stop, pause, take a minute, become aware, you know, make it a very natural habit and do it as often you can do. I think then based on that it will, you know, become not only consistent, natural, but also very rich, you know. Rich in the sense of receiving from Baba, bestowing. Baba gives us. So what we will do, we will have meditation and then, you know, I will take a little bit on each aspect of relationship and create that awareness, consciousness. Everyone sit properly and because when you sit properly, all your heaviness will go. And then you are able to take breathing properly, long breath, and keep your energy very elevated and Because it's very, very important to create this alignment between your center of forehead and between heart, and you know, so that this flow of energy, because breathing also is a big energy, you know, it's from the nature for the body. So same thought and breath. Breath is for body, thought is for the soul. So when we sit properly and we are able to connect internally, so that anything which you feel is still any kind of heaviness, just take some long breath and let it pass. And at this time you are very light and double light. Sit straight, relax, but be very gentle. Very awake. Creating this awareness. Of all relationships with God. I do inherit a lot from God. The alikeness which exists between soul and God. I just have to experience. So I take a minute or two to have experience of different relationships. I start with Baba as my eternal parents. I belong to Baba. And I also make Baba belong to me. It's very not only loving relationship, but feelings of belonging. Where I am, secure. And I remind myself of whom I belong to. Who are my parents? This feeling of love and belonging. Baba is only wish for us is to, that we claim inheritance of highest kind of life. So He is bestowing us. I just have to claim it. I had it, I lost it. But I can reclaim now again. Love of my eternal parents. And to make us worthy He becomes our teacher. Knowledgeful Father. Bestows knowledge. And we create this relationship of a teacher and a student. Supreme teacher, bestows this wisdom, a sense of living, reminds us of our aim. Constantly stays with us. To give instructions, teachings at every step in life. This study makes me master. Claim self-sovereignty. And carefree kings. Baba is supreme guide, Sadguru, shows us the path. To perfection. Prepares us to return to our destination, our sweet home. A good friend, as companion, Baba is protector. Provides us, cannot be our protection. Wants to make our lives beautiful, full of all virtues. Think of Baba, one who has very kind and generous heart. Just being in front of purifier and connecting with one who is purifier. Helps me to experience my own eternal purity. In this fire of remembrance, the purifier Father cleansed the soul. Baba is the one who takes me beyond. From this physical world to angelic world and to sweet home. Total stillness. In this element of light, my sweet home. Is the one who is liberator. He helps us to cut all our bondages. Thank you. is Almighty. Just this awareness of Him as Almighty. Baba also is Karan Karamanhar. He makes us to. Removes the eye of body consciousness. Very, very deep awakening happens where He bestows the soul deep insights as if it's the third eye through which I am seeing. World benefactor. Creates this trust that every moment whatever happens. Incorporeal. Us. Angel. Gives us the experience of angelic stage. Makes us karmatit. Free from all karmic bondages. Symbol is remembrance that our faculties and abilities, the mind and intellect become divine.
How can the soul be separate from God even for a few moments? To be natural, consistent, creating His presence. Integrate awareness with action. This company, companionship, I stay merged in Baba. And keep the comforter of heart very close to my heart.